Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Cats camp. Thanks to Harmac Holmes, of course. Harmac Holmes are passionate about understanding your new home dreams and dedicated to exceeding expectations every single day. Your dream, our commitment. It's the Harmac way. Lucky enough to be joined on the line by Cats assistant coach Corey Enright, Boris, Kingy, Benny, Cass and Nealty joining you from the K-Rock Hub. We all watched West Coast and North Melbourne on Monday night and looked at the surface of the ground, and it was pretty chopped up in some wet conditions. Has there been any improvement over the last 72 hours?
It's actually not too bad. The surface itself, we were thinking the same thing when we arrived. So the ground has obviously had a lot of water here the last couple of weeks. But the ground itself looks in pretty good shape. So drizzling a little bit here, but yeah, it should be okay, I think. It'll be pretty slippery and greasy, but the ground itself looks okay.
Okay, for South Point Garden Supplies, that little update. Boris, take us through the last 24 hours. You're on the plane. I'm not sure whether you had Wi-Fi access on the plane, or was it? And if you did you know on the plane that when you got there you were going to get a police escort, or was it when you landed that you found that the border had been closed between WA and Victoria?
Yeah, pretty much as we touched ground that we sort of knew what our fate was going to be. So from that point of view, was working out what we needed to do and what we had to do, and get on with business. And fair to say, the last sort of 24 hours, I've got to know myself pretty well. I've been locked up in the room for a fair bit. So that's been good. We're used to these sorts of things going on, and boys are ready to play, obviously. Come here to play a game of footy, and we're here now and we're ready to go.
At age, what are you now, 38, 39, Boris?
Yeah, 33, yep.
But what did you learn about yourself that you didn't already know?
No, I'm pretty boring, really. That's about it, mate. no, not too much. I looked out the window a few times. Wasn't much going on the street, so I shut the window and went back to bed.
Corey, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Always love to get you on. We're hearing stories that the police were waiting for you, and you didn't have to, like, do a ninja roll across the bonnet of a car or something when you got off the plane, did you?
No, there's a few guys who were actually a little bit nervous, though. They were going to do a police check and go back over the last sort of decade, but we all got cleared, and obviously from there was get to the hotel and stay in your rooms and see your COVID test and wait until those results hit this morning, and then from there we could sort of move around the hotel a bit more.
Are the guys, I mean, it's probably sort of become, sort of part and parcel of the AFL over the last 18 months. Do some guys sort of adapt to these things on the run better than others in terms of their preparation? Do some guys start to get a bit anxious that it's thrown them out, or are they sort of just used to it and roll with the punches?
Oh, it's hard to say. You get a sense that the group is pretty well adapted and pretty well equipped to handle most things, having gone through what we have gone through the last little period. So, I think what certainly prior to this, you could see guys had their rituals and routines, and they were really adamant that they needed to get that done right down to the last minute. But certainly since COVID has arrived, that's certainly thrown a lot of those plans out the window. So in terms of a preparation point of view, I think what it has done is narrowed everyone's focus and make sure that you need to know what you need to get done as a priority, and the rest, if you get that done, is an added-on bonus. But I think majority of the guys, I think, are pretty well equipped and understand that once the ball is down, it's game on. So that's all that really matters.
Your dream, our commitment, it's the Harmac way. Speaking with Geelong assistant coach Corey Enright, here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Corey, I just want you to focus on your forward line for the moment. So a couple of big changes, a couple of big names out of there. Do you see, with different people playing there, that the side will play the same way, or do you have to alter slightly given there's some change in personnel?
Oh, you do. You try and keep your preferred structure to a certain degree, but obviously with a couple of those quality players not being there, you do have to change your setups and the way you sort of go about it a little bit. But, yeah, having said that, we probably haven't brought in sort of like-for-like players. You do alter a little bit, and you obviously try and put the players in their preferred spots and their preferred positions. And the good thing about the guys, obviously, in that forward group and that forward mix, they understand how we want to play as a team and how we want to play as a group. So more than one individual, it's about how the collective get the job done and how we want to play. Obviously, it's going to be not that easy to go out and do that against the opposition. But how we want to play, how we want to set up, the players understand. So that's the going out and executing it to the best we can.
Another one I'd like you to give us a bit of an insight to. We've had a little bit of banter on Benny Cass's KFC Twitter about Max Holmes and how he's played the Medi sub a number of times. And a lot of people are questioning, so how would the club be handling that? What's the messages he's getting? He's only played a handful of AFL games, and I think about half of them have been in that Medi sub. Are you able to give us a bit of a quick summary, not just for us, but for the Cat supporters listening, about how you guys as coaches would be coaching him through that?
Yeah, it's always a tricky one, obviously, with that new sub and whoever it is. So in terms of their preparation, they are here to obviously play and be part of the group. And we've seen before that I think Max was a sub in one of the games down in Geelong, and he was on in the first quarter. So in terms of being ready to go and prepared, treat it like it's obviously a normal game. But it's probably part of anyone's journey, but particularly as a young player coming through the ranks, that you're going to have some different moments in the game and also in and out of the team a little bit. So Max is getting constant feedback, and he understands where he's at and what he needs to do and how he can improve his game. And we've been really pleased with how he's approached his first season and how much we think that he's improving every game. So, we see him as a strong part of this team and this lineup, and obviously one particularly for now but also in the future.
All right. Now, clearly there's a fair bit in this one. You're playing Freo, who are really, they're fighting for a position in the top eight. You guys are trying to shore up a position in the top four. And you would have had a look at the way that Freo are going, and they appear to be pretty solid defensively. Is there an area of the game where you think you're going to be able to get at them, and that's going to be your one wood, if you like?
Oh, yeah, it's obviously a high-stakes game. Every game, as you get towards closer to the end, it becomes more important, and they've got a lot and we've got a lot that, riding on this game. So it's a great clash for us. And in terms of, I guess, their strengths and what they are really good at, we obviously start pretty well in the middle. They've got some high quality players in the middle, and they've got a big ruckman that's given them first use. So in terms of what we need to do, we obviously try and limit them and get the footy going our way as well. But and putting them under pressure by getting the territory and trying to keep it there for long periods of the game, because if they get first use, they're pretty slick around the footy, and they tend to be able to get someone out in space really quickly. So they have a system that obviously is geared around that, and for us it's trying to obviously nullify their clearance work and their stoppage work and their ball use out of there.
Boris, it's a 10-day break into Richmond at this stage. Do you expect Gary Rowan to be right for that?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we expect him to be right. He's obviously pretty sore during the week. We probably could have brought him over, but obviously being a big trip over to the West, we thought it would be best if we just gave him, obviously off a short break, gave him the chance to rest up and get himself ready. So we do expect him to be ready for that next game.
All right, you had Lockie as a club listed as personal. AFL had it as managed. Can you just clarify that for us?
No, it's personal, yeah.
Okay, no worries. We'll leave it at that. Obviously, we'll let stay personal as it is. Benny?
So, Corey, one last time before we let you go. Do you think Jake Colajasny will kick a goal tonight?
That's highly unlikely, Benny, I reckon. I think he's played 122 games for 0 goals 10. So
do you try and sneak him forward? Yeah, do you try
anymore, mate. 0 goals 10, he's had plenty of chances.
Yeah, I suppose, but it's got to happen eventually.
It was always nice to have defenders kicking goals, and we have been getting defenders kick goals, but I don't think it's going to be him.
Nah, well, I reckon...
Who knows, mate? If it happens, look out. It'll be an almighty celebration.
Oh, goodness, man, I can't wait. But it's got to happen eventually, so let's hope
it's... I reckon the only way it's going to happen is if he gets 250-metre penalties and they walk into the goal square.
Well, that is a possibility too. So there's always forward thinking. We love your forethought there. Yeah.
So the plan is, Boris, that you'll stay the night in Perth, back tomorrow and back to Geelong, and obviously into lockdown, which is not ideal. There's no plan to have gone elsewhere from Perth?
Not that we know of, but as we know, things can change pretty quickly. But, we are planning to obviously play the game tonight, and as the plan was, go back to Geelong tomorrow.
All right. Boris, really appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck tonight, and look forward to the Cats banking another 4 points. Good luck.
Yes, thank you. Good luck.
Corey Enright joining us there. Thanks to Harmac Homes. Of course, Harmac Homes, passionate about understanding your new home dreams and are dedicated to exceeding expectations every single day. Your dream, our commitment. It's the Harmac way.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.